Anyway, we've got a caller on the line, I think, who wants to talk about youth unemployment numbers. So, Daniel, can you bring up the caller, please? Hello, who is this?
This is Terrence Grado from Generation Opportunity. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Terrence. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, I know you're concerned about youth unemployment, so fill us in about what your organization and what you do and where people can find the information you provide.
Sure. I'm with Generation Opportunity, and we're a nonpartisan organization that targets 18 to 29-year-olds, otherwise known as the millennial generation, on issues of importance to them, issues like jobs and unemployment, education, health care, American competitiveness, things of the sort. We have over 4 million fans on Facebook. You can check out a lot of our pages. You can go onto our website at generationopportunity.org, where the pages will be there. And we just talk about issues. We facilitate a discussion on how to change things better for my generation, you know, this 18 to 29-year-old demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the jobs numbers came out last week, and I'll tell you, it's not looking good for young people. The youth unemployment rate for 18 to 29-year-olds is now 13.1%, but that's not even including an additional 1.7 million young people that have left the workforce entirely. And they've left because there's just no jobs for them. So the Department of Labor doesn't consider them as unemployed anymore.
These are the ones, who was it at the Republican convention talked about the kids going back and looking at the faded posters in their childhood bedrooms because they can't afford to live on their own because they don't have jobs.
Well, that's right. You know, more and more young people, they're staying at home living with their parents because they just can't make ends meet. They're working multiple part-time jobs, internships, just for the experience, you know, and it's tough to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you take both those things, the 1.7 and that 13.1% unemployment rate, effectively 18- to 29-year-old unemployment is actually 16.2%, which is just astounding and, frankly, a shame.
That is. And I've probably a lot of these people are recent college graduates, I would imagine. Is that the case?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, there was a recent Rutgers University study that came out and found that roughly half of all recent college graduates are either unemployed or underemployed,
mm-hmm.
meaning they're taking jobs below their education level,
mm-hmm.
below their skill set, you know, just to pay for groceries and you know, struggling to get by.
And I would imagine also that a factor that your organization is concerned with is that these people oftentimes have a lot of student debt. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last week we ran an initiative called Tell Us About It, and we had young people share their, you know, frankly, horror stories in some of the cases, you know, how they're doing in this economy to raise awareness of how bad it is for young people. And, you know, one gentleman came on and he you know, said that he graduated in July of 2011. Since then, he hasn't been able to find a job, but he's been working multiple pizza delivery jobs,
mm-hmm.
Without, you know, able to get into his chosen career path, and he's got thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, and he said he's only paying, you know, minute fractions of that bill off. So, I mean, this is a generation that, you know, it's taking them a few years to really get going with what they want to do. And it's honestly, it's hurting their earning potential years down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that, that the longer people are unemployed, you know, the less they're not earning money during the unemployment time, but it does have a negative impact on their ability to earn lifetime earnings in the future. Well, Terrence, are things getting better or getting worse looking, let's say, what you think in the next year or so?
Well, you know, now we've had 50 straight months of unemployment over 7% overall. The unemployment rate overall last month is now 7.9%. Every demographic is getting hurt. But I would argue disproportionately the youth are being hurt by this. You know, when you have 7 out of every 8 jobs coming from the private sector. We really need to encourage private sector growth here. Because right now, businesses, they're uncertain. There's a lot of things that they're not sure about with how their taxes are going to be affected. You know, things like the health care law, you know, this fiscal cliff. It's like every month we got a new crisis financially. And until leaders in Washington get this financial house in order, it's going to be tough for my generation to really get off the ground. But, you know, we're definitely a generation that has the skills. We have the education. We really want to work. It's just we need the ability to have businesses confident enough to hire us and to trust us to come and work for them. Right now, it's difficult for business owners.
That's interesting. There was, I'm going to ask you about this because this is something I was going to talk about on a separate topic, but there was a comment left in our newspaper here in Wichita, an article about jobs or something, and the writer says, I think people have the wrong idea about job creation. There's a certain amount of technology that's working against us. Good luck competing with computers. And he goes on to want to restrict the growth of technology. And, you know, President Obama, I think he one time a year or two ago said, you know, these ATM machines are putting people out of business, and we see the automated checkout lines at supermarkets. So do you have any thoughts about the impact of technology? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What about that?
I think it's tough to say technology is a bad thing. I mean, I think it's definitely improved our lives in many ways. I do understand that argument that computers can take traditional jobs that, you know, people work. But at the same time, this 18 to 29-year-old demographic is a very entrepreneurial generation. You know, with new advances in social media, you know, internet-based technologies, you're seeing entire new industries form. I mean,
yeah, this is really the first generation that, you know, has there, that the internet's been around by the time they were in, you know, high school or something like that.
That's right. I mean, so, you know, 18 to 29-year-olds, they're like masters at it. Well, you have a lot of older people that, you know, they're still trying to learn the ropes of it.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of these new industries coming about, and you have people like Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a millennial. You know, he's within the demographic, and you know, look at this successful empire he built.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of these tech startups, there are many of them, I'd say even maybe most of them, are started by young people.
Yeah. Well, Terrence, we've got about 15 seconds left. Would you give us the name of your organization again, please?
Sure. The organization is called Generation Opportunity. We target 18 to 29-year-olds on issues that are important to them, and you should check us out on our website, Generation Opportunity.
Thanks for calling.
Mid-America Market Information.